The sixth word on the cross. It is consummated. Please be seated. The supreme moment in the life of our Lord had come. The 3 hours of dreadful agony were about to end. Jesus speaks the sixth time. Having tasted the bitter mixture of vinegar and gall, he said, "It is consummated." In these second last words of the Savior on the cross, we listen to a cry of great joy and glorious triumph. They express the grand finale of the most useful life that has ever lived. They tell of a most perfect career that is measured up in every detail to the sole purpose of man's existence on earth, the service of God, and the service of one's neighbor. Jesus looks back over the 33 years of his earthly life, and on the sixth day, in his sixth word on the cross, proclaims that the work of redemption is now consummated. Just as his heavenly Father, the Creator, completed the work of creation in 6 days, and at the close of the sixth day saw that all he called into being from non-existence was perfect. Well, indeed, could the Savior come to the end of his life in an ecstasy of peace and joy. Back of him stretched the years of his earthly pilgrimage, years of poverty and humiliation, years of labor and suffering, years of perfect obedience to the will of his heavenly Father, years of the most heroic and unselfish sacrifice in behalf of others. It was a record of the sublimest achievements, despite his continuous martyrdom of heart-rending misunderstanding and ungrateful opposition on the part of those he came to save. But there were no regrets, no disappointments. He had failed in nothing. In him, the scriptures had their perfect fulfillment from the instant of his all-holy conception by the Virgin Mary to the instant that he tasted the nauseating drink of vinegar and gall. All had come to pass. His nativity at Bethlehem, the apparition of the miraculous star, the adoration of the Magi, the preaching of the gospel, the countless miracles he wrought in behalf of the blind, the deaf, the lame, the speechless, his exalted entrance into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, the graphic details of the passion so clearly described by the prophets of old. His mission on earth is accomplished. The sins of the world are expiated. The barriers of heaven are removed. The powers of hell are conquered. The redemption of the human race is achieved. Well, indeed, could he cry out in joyful triumph, "It is consummated!" Father, I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. So too, dear Christian, the hour will strike for you and for me when we shall be stretched on a bed of suffering and death, when our hands, cold and trembling at the approach of dissolution, will be no longer able to clasp the crucifix, when our countenance will take on an ashy hue, our eyes grow dim and troubled, our lips fail to move in speech, when our ears will be closed forever to the discourses of men and the vain promises of earth, when friends and relatives and the mighty ones of the world will be impotent to help us. Yes, our life will then have run its full course. Our probation on earth will be ended. Oh, then, when we hover over the brink of eternity, when all else fades before our glassy eyes, we shall look back through the vista of years and read what has been written in our imperishable book of life. How will the record read? What will have been accomplished? Looking back, will you have to admit that your life was a wretched failure? A record of virtues neglected, duties unfulfilled, obligations violated, sins multiplied and never repented of? And as you look back with horrified gaze across the wreckage of a misspent career, what will it profit you then, in that dread hour, to know that you have shared abundantly in the world's achievements and have gained its coveted prizes? Oh, what will it profit you if you have gathered all the treasures of earth, if you have been its most ardent advocate, if you have been its most honored citizen, if you have been its most admired and most feted idol? What will it profit you if from the great waste of years you can salvage no good deeds for the kingdom of heaven and to the eternal credit of your soul? With what a feeling of despair must not such sinners cry out, "It is consummated! It is now the end, and to no avail!" Too late, then, will the warning of the just judge have a meaning to their ears. Woe to you, rich, for you have had your consolation. Woe to you that have had your fill of earthly things, for you shall hunger. Woe to you that have laughed in the unholy indulgence of passion, for you shall mourn and weep. Or, looking back over the span of life allotted to you, will you be able to say in the same peaceful, joyful, triumphant sense in which Christ did, "It is consummated"? Will you be able to say that you have been a true disciple of Him who is the way, the truth, and the life? Will you be able to say that you have most faithfully executed all His wishes and commands? That you have trodden underfoot the poisoned pleasures of depraved passion? That you have never wandered from the narrow and rocky path that led to the heights of your own Calvary? That you have mastered the Christian virtues of faith, hope, and charity? That you have loved justice, exercised prudence, observed temperance, and practiced fortitude? Will you be able to say that you took firm hold of the standard of Christ and held it ever aloft in the unceasing struggle against the world, the flesh, and the devil? If so, with what ecstasy you will cry out, "It is consummated!" With what supreme satisfaction you will recall to mind the promises of the Savior. Blessed are the poor in spirit, the meek and humble of heart, the patient followers of the cross. Blessed are they that mourn. Blessed are they that suffer persecution and all manner of injustice for my sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Receive the crown of everlasting life and enter into everlasting joys. May this, dear Christian, be your happy lot. May the crucified Savior lead you on to such a victory. May His precious blood trickling down upon the cross, enlightening the burden of your cross, fill your heart with love and loyalty for Him. May His sacrificial blood instill into your soul a most intense sorrow for sin and a thirst for all justice. May that precious blood be your hope, your strength, your nourishment in life, your joy, your consolation, your reward in death. Then when the world, with its false show and fleeting pleasures, will part from you forever, May you cry out, as Christ did, "It is consummated." Jesus, for thee have I lived. Jesus, for thee I die. Jesus, I am thine in life and in death. Amen. Prayer for fidelity to vocation. Please kneel. O my crucified Savior, what peace, what joy, what consolation filled thy sacred heart when looking back over the 33 years of thy earthly pilgrimage, thou didst exultingly cry out, "It is consummated!" Thine has been a life of perfect obedience to the Heavenly Father, a life of heroic service to thy human brothers. How justly thou couldst say, "Father, I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work thou gavest me to do. Father, I have fully restored thy honor and glory. I have atoned for all the sins of mankind. I have accomplished the redemption of the world. All is now happily consummated. O merciful Lord, were I to be summoned before thy judgment seat today, how different would be the verdict I should have to render of my past life so sadly misspent. But with all my heart I thank thee for giving me time to amend. It is now my ardent desire to be able to say on my deathbed, in perfect truth, it is consummated. When my last hour comes, may I be able to look back on this day of my conversion and with peaceful conscience be able to say, I have done everything that the divine will required of me here on earth. I have fulfilled faithfully all the duties proper to my state in life. I have corresponded with all divine graces according to my ability. When this passing world fades from my sight, may it be my happy lot to repeat with St. Paul these consoling words. I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. As for the rest, there is laid up for me a crown of justice, which the Lord, the just judge, will give to me in that day, yet not to me only, but also to those who love his coming. O divine Savior, may these sublime words of thy faithful disciple find their consummation in me. Henceforth, with the help of thy abundant grace, I am resolved to oppose all the deceits of the world, all the demands of the flesh, all the assaults of the devil. Henceforth, I will make the teachings of thy gospel the sole rule of my life. I will arm myself with the sword of prayer. In thy sacrament of reconciliation, I will cleanse my soul more and more. I will daily strengthen my weakness in the divine power of thy sacred flesh and blood. Each day, I will strive to live as if I were to render my final account to thee. And when I stand at the threshold of eternity and breathe my last sigh, may I say with holy joy and happy heart, it is consummated. Consummated is the work which thy heavenly Father has given me to do. Consummated is the sacrifice which has been assigned to me. Consummated is the days of labor. Gone are the days of sorrow, tribulation, and temptation. Nothing now remains for me but to receive the glorious crown of justice. Jesus, Be thou my never-failing help in life. Be thou my most consoling hope in death. O most holy Mary, my mother, thou who didst stand at the foot of the cross and see thy Son and thy God expire amidst so great anguish, yet didst never waver in the firm hope of his resurrection, I entreat thee, make me entirely his own, that I may live for him, die for him, and be with him forevermore. Amen. Please stand. Virgin of all virgins blessed, listen to my fond request. Let me share thy grief divine. Let me to my latest breath in my body bear the death of that dying Son of thine.